Okay, my name is Chris Redd, and I am with Narcanon Arrowhead. We are a nonprofit drug and alcohol rehabilitation and education program, and I am the Director of Public Promotions here.
Chris, you and I had a discussion earlier. Let me see if I can rephrase a thought I had. And that basically is that, you know, it's my position that, you know, therapy is needed for people who have a severe dependency or who, you know, overly use drugs, but that, you know, in many cases, people who are just users wind up in treatment. What is your take on that situation?
Well, there's definitely a difference between somebody who, on occasion, drinks alcohol or so on and so forth, and somebody who is physically and chemically dependent on the substance, whether it be marijuana, alcohol, ecstasy, heroin, the whole nine yards. The fact is we need to be able to educate individuals out there in our community so that they can make these decisions for themselves, so they know the signs of actual addiction, and they can get help if they are truly addicted to these drugs and alcohol.
Okay, Chris, John Walters goes around the country saying that there are now more marijuana users in therapy than ever before, that it's a high dosage level and so forth. And, you know, what do you think of his stance?
Well, the fact of the matter is, if you pay attention to the National Household Survey on Drug Addiction, for 2001, there's actually over 2,000 individuals a day who start using marijuana for the first time. Now, here at the rehabilitation program that I work at, we handle all types of addiction, whether it be alcohol, marijuana, or the harder drugs. But mainly what I see coming through our program is those harder drugs, such as heroin addiction, cocaine addiction, crack addiction, methamphetamine addiction. You know, most of these individuals are smoking marijuana as well, but I really see more the fact that we handle more of the hardcore addictions to drugs and alcohol.
Each year, the U.S. government and the state government spend approximately $40 to $50 billion in fighting this drug war, and the predominant amount is spent on incarceration and police officers instead of treatment. What is your take on that?
Well, my take on that is if you jail an individual or incarcerate them for their drug problem or drug addiction, you're not really handling the problem at hand. I suffer through drug addiction. I know what it's like. I've been in jail on two different occasions, one for a misdemeanor and one for a felony possession charge. And on both times, I came back out and I was doing the same exact thing that I did before I went into jail. So my whole take on that is the government and the states and everybody in our communities needs to really focus on, okay, what's the real solution to the problem? We have individuals out there using drugs and alcohol, right? A lot of these guys may be addicted to them, so we're going to throw them in jail and we're going to teach them how to get drugs easier, steal easier, the whole nine yards, or are we going to actually handle the true problem at hand and get these people the help that they need?
You consider the fact that if we were to legalize drugs and control them and regulate that distribution, that we could immediately destroy the drug cartels, the street gangs, and the job security for the street corner vendor who wants to sell to our children. What's your take on that?
Well, my take on that is that's a big catch-22 right there. I know that there are several other countries around the world that are experimenting with the legalizations of drugs. The fact of the matter is, in some of those countries, for the time being, the crime rate has gone down. But the fact of the matter is what you're going to be doing is there is an actual physical addiction that goes on along with drugs and alcohol. And by making it legal, what you're doing is you are causing that physical addiction to more people because all of a sudden that social stamina of, oh, it's illegal, is no longer there. Second off, you're really kind of suppressing society as a whole with the legalization of these drugs and alcohol, and you're actually going to be creating a bigger problem in the long run than solving a problem currently.
Well, we'll badger that one about on the show quite a bit then.
All righty. I'll have my stats ready for you.
All right.